How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your AAA Thursday request. We'll get back to that in a little bit. And we're also going to get back to the worst fashion trends in history. That's all coming up. But we want to take a time to visit with someone who was on the show back in June. Her name is Zoe Weiner, and she is a journalist and a beauty and wellness expert. And she left her life in New York to live the digital nomad lifestyle. She became part of this program called Remote Year, where she's been spending 1 month in a different country for each month throughout 2017. And it's a really interesting story. We had a great time talking to her the last time. We talked to her in June, and she was in Serbia. Right now, though, she's in Bulgaria, and we want to talk with Zoe about what's happening in her travels. And we welcome Zoe back to the show. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. First of all, give everybody your background, and you actually, even when you were younger, you were living out of suitcases, correct?
Yeah, you know, the travel bug bit me when I was younger than I can even remember, and I was always, you know, trying to even go out for sleepovers, which then turned into wanting to spend every summer away from home, traveling through Asia and Europe, and I studied abroad in college, and after I graduated from my graduate program last year, I was doing some freelancing in New York, and this program called Remote Year just sort of popped up on my Instagram feed, and it said, travel the world and still do your job, and it was sort of the perfect opportunity, and I applied, and now here I am traveling the world and doing my job.
And well, you're a freelance writer, so you can still do your job even if you're not, even if you don't have a fixed address, so that works out.
Exactly. A laptop is a really beautiful thing. Yeah. And a hotspot, and that's all you need.
So let's talk about the first part of your trip, which we can recap for everybody who may not have been listening in when you joined us in June. Where did it start and where did you go? The last time we talked to you, you were in Serbia.
Mm-hmm. So the way my itinerary is structured is that I spent 4 months in Asia and then 4 months in Europe, and then I'll be heading on to 4 months in South America. So far, I was in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. My gosh, I can't even remember. Oh, Phnom Penh, Cambodia, then Bangkok, Thailand, Belgrade, Serbia, which is when we chatted, and then Lisbon, Portugal, Prague, the Czech Republic, and then now here in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I want to talk about some of the adventures that you've had since we spoke in June. And the last time we talked, Zoe, we talked about your itinerary and how you are going to the right places at the right time of year for weather.
Oh, yeah. I am chasing summer, and it's great.
Yeah.
My tan has not faded.
Yeah, that works out really well for you. Okay, so let's talk about since you left Serbia. What was the first place you went to again after Serbia?
Lisbon, Portugal.
And how was that for you?
Oh, I loved it. I think I hate to play favorites because every place is so different, but that is the place that I would love to go back and live. I really loved it there.
What was it? So, what was it about Lisbon that you love so much?
Well, I am a beach lover, so that was a huge help. Having the beach 15 minutes away from my apartment was really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we the water and the food. I mean, it's the best seafood I've ever had in my life. The city is such an old city, and everything is beautiful. All of the houses have these beautifully hand-painted tiles. So, like, I mean, you think about the blogger walls that have become so popular in New York and L.A., and this is like the original blogger walls from the 16 and 1700s. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and it's not super touristy yet. I think it's starting to become more and more, but it's just a really special city.
Well, you know, to explain to everybody the other part of this is you're actually working, Zoe. This isn't like a full-on vacation. You do your sightseeing and stuff like on the weekends, like you normally would if you mm-hmm. if you have a regular work week. You have an office that you go to, right? They mm-hmm. set this up. Tell everybody about how that works. And again, how many people are in the program?
There are 65 of us, I think. It fluctuates. Some people we've some people coming and going and sort of doing their own thing in and out. But I think we're at 65 right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the benefits of Remote Year, which is what drew me to the program, is that they actually facilitate your living accommodations in each city, and then they find a workspace for you. So it's something like a WeWork or some sort of similar co-working space where you can go every day to sit at a desk and have reliable Wi-Fi. Right now I'm sitting in a soundproof call room, and there's five of these for people who need to take sensitive calls. And it makes it really easy to live your normal life, do your normal job, but then also be in a really cool place that you can see when you have free time.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that indeed this isn't just fun. This isn't just fun and games. You do get up, you go to work, and you have a work day 5 days a week, correct?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. But then the other cool thing about it is that, you know, you're in a different place every day, even though you are working full time. You've got a weekend to explore places that you've never been and eat food that you've never had. And that's what makes this so crazy and special, correct?
Absolutely. And for me, you know, as a writer, another thing that really drew me to this is that it's so inspiring, because even when I'm not sitting at my computer in the office and writing, which is a huge chunk of my time, I'm outside finding inspiration and doing things and experiencing these places that then end up turning into stories.
Mm-hmm. And but you know what? Right after we talked to you in June, you had written a piece about your half year review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And can you talk a little bit about that piece that you wrote? And some of because I was looking at it, and I was looking at some of the memories that you listed, you know, with the people that are on the trip with you. What were some of the memories that you loved in the first 6 months?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many. I think, you know, that whole post was really such a tribute to the people that I've been traveling with. And I think my favorite memories were not necessarily the big things. Like, of course, you know, seeing the sunrise at Angkor Wat was once in a lifetime. And I don't know, eating street food in Bangkok and seeing waterfalls and like all these really incredible things were so special. But it really became about the people that I got to share those things with. And it was late nights at the office and running home in Cambodia through the streets in a huge thunderstorm at 4 a.m. with 3 of my friends because we had to work really late. And I don't know, we just had it was such a crazy thing to like reach the halfway point and think like, wow, we're sort of at the tail end of it, which is now, I guess, where I am now, which is sad.
Yeah. And also you, the last time we spoke, we talked about how fun it was to have your mom come and visit you.
Yeah, and she just came back, actually, too, which was great.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, she can't get enough of it.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. After Portugal, where'd you go again? Tell everybody.
After Portugal was Prague.
Prague. Now, I had friends who went over and worked in Prague and studied in Prague and really loved it. What do you think of it?
It was a really beautiful city. I didn't spend as much time in Prague, actually, because I planned a few side trips. I had a lot of visitors in August because everyone was sort of taking the last of their summer vacations.
Sure.
So I was very lucky. So I actually spent a week in Iceland with 3 of my friends and then a week in the Amalfi Coast with my mom. So I got a little taste of Prague and then got to take a little bit of working vacation of my own.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, tell me about Iceland, Zoe.
Iceland is the most incredible place I've ever seen in my life.
Now, hold on, Zoe. I want to tell you this. My the woman who does traffic with me on the overnights, her name is Esmeralda. She's going on a trip in October. They're going to Dublin and then heading over to Iceland for a few days.
Gosh.
So yeah, tell us about Iceland, because she's going to have a great time, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I'm so jealous. I would go back in one second. Iceland, it is so green. It's like nothing. I mean, coming from New York City, it's like nothing I've really ever seen before. Yeah. We rented a car in Reykjavik and we drove a huge portion of the coast. Like we went north and then we went south and east and we saw so much, but you just drive down the side of the road and there's these lava fields and waterfalls and mountains. And then there's the ocean and a sheep running around everywhere. And there's just like, you can drive for 9 hours and not see a single other person, but the scenery is just absolutely spectacular.
What would you recommend for, were there certain places that you went to that we can recommend to Esmeralda goes to?
I went to the Skaftafell National Park, and that is one of the largest, it's the first or second largest glacier in Iceland, and we did glacier hiking and a lagoon boat tour where we were sort of floating through these icebergs, and that was really special.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
But it was, you know, actually very eye-opening because the tour guides were explaining to us how there was so much more ice, obviously, you know, even 10 years ago, and in the next few decades, this won't even exist anymore. So it's something that was so incredible to see and really a huge wake-up call that the next generations might not get that sort of experience if things don't change. So, but it was definitely beautiful and eye-opening and just a really special experience.
And is Reykjavik a very cool place?
Really cool. After my friends left, I actually spent a few days by myself in Reykjavik and just went to some of the cafes and worked and walked around, and the food is amazing. The shopping is next level, fantastic.
Ah, okay.
It's a really, really cool city. The people are so nice. It's great.
And what kind of food did you eat when you were there?
A lot of different things. There were definitely some things on menus that we were not bold enough to try. They had puffin and whale and things like that that we just couldn't do. We went on, whale watching tours and puffin seeing tours, so that was not for us. But yeah. There was a lot of really, really delicious seafood. The salmon was some of the best I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. I know that Esmeralda is looking forward to her trip, and I'm glad that you wrote a very cool piece about the stuff that you did in Iceland, and I'm going to pass that along to Esmeralda. And so she's got Iceland covered from you, and I'm going to cover her on Dublin. I've got a whole bunch of stuff for her to do in Dublin. So they're very cool. Hey Zoe, hang on, okay?
All right.
Okay, there you go. Zoe Weiner is with us. She's cool, and she is on a year-long remote. It's called the remote year, living month to month in different countries for an entire year. And you can track her stuff at letsjustzoe.com. But we have a link on our Facebook page if you want to read her blog and all the information, a bunch of cool pictures and all the stuff that she's doing on her travels. Really fun stuff. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN and we'll come back and talk more with Zoe. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we are talking with Zoe Weiner. Zoe is a freelance writer. She left her life in New York to live the digital nomad lifestyle as part of a program called Remote Year, where she spends 1 month in a different country each month throughout 2017. And she's joining us now live where she is in Bulgaria. And we welcome Zoe back. Welcome back, Zoe.
Hi, Nick.
Hey. So in addition to writing about the adventures that you're having in the countries that you're working and living in, you also have written some pieces to help people out. Like, for instance, one of my favorite pieces that you wrote, first of all, I love the title, is How to Not Feel Like Total Crap After a Long Flight.
it's important.
Yeah. Tell everybody about, give some advice on that, for people who have to take long flights.
Well, first of all, this is coming at a perfect time for me because I'm actually flying from Sofia to LA tomorrow, and I have a 28-hour travel day ahead of me. So this is a good review of things to keep in mind.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, jeez.
But my number one biggest thing is to stay hydrated when you fly. Nick, as you mentioned, I'm a sort of beauty and wellness writer. That's my area of expertise, and staying hydrated in general is very, very important, but especially when you fly, because of the way the air in the airplane can affect your skin. It can affect, everything, your entire body. And that's what, when you wake up feeling, the feeling, your lips are chapped, your mouth is dry. It's awful. So always drink much more water than you think that you need. And it also, that also helps to keep you, getting up and sort of walking around and going to the bathroom so that you're not totally just sitting still for however many hours you're on an airplane.
Yeah.
And with that, sometimes it's not so easy, especially because grabbing, a glass of Pinot Grigio from the bar cart before bedtime makes it easier to sleep. But skipping out on the alcohol is a big one for me as well, because the worst thing is to wake up feeling hungover when you land and want to start a vacation.
Yeah.
And you just not feeling good.
And that also dehydrates you. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And then the food is another big one for me. I think the better you eat when you're flying, the better you'll feel. As I think we all know, the food that they serve on airplanes and often in airports isn't necessarily the healthiest option.
Right.
So anything you throw in your bag, like a bag of nuts, some fresh fruit, like anything that's easy, that will keep you from, grabbing an extra bag of salty peanuts or something that, well, again, further dehydrate. It's all about the dehydration, really. But that's another great helpful thing.
The other thing, I also love the idea that you say go with glasses instead of contacts. That makes total sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I fall asleep in my contacts in normal life, my eyes, I can't open my eyes in the morning. So let alone on an airplane, it gets much worse.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to close this off with you talking about your adventures here in Bulgaria. You got naked at a hot spring there.
I did. That's a big Bulgarian tradition, is to go and bathe in this amazing mineral water that they have here. But you got to do it naked or else it's not the full traditional experience.
And how was that for you?
It was, I don't want to say eye-opening. It was it was great for my skin, but it was definitely a hilarious experience. It was a few of my friends and I and a lot of naked older Bulgarian women just kind of splashing around and hanging out and exfoliating. And I would really highly recommend it for anyone who finds themselves in Bulgaria.
And how has your time been in Bulgaria? Have you enjoyed it? And tell me about the food as well.
I've really, really loved Bulgaria. The food, I actually recently transitioned to a vegan lifestyle, so I haven't been as into the food here, but they have a lot of great vegan options. I just can't speak as much to the traditional sort of types of food. But this whole city is just so wonderfully healthy, and everyone is outside, and there's so many hikes, and again, these hot springs, and lots of yoga, and it's just a really great place to come and reset. You know, people talk about wellness retreats all the time, and I don't think Bulgaria is as high up as like a Brazil or a Bali or anywhere like that. But it's been a really great place to get outside and feel good.
And so you've just been spending a lot of time outdoors there while you were in Bulgaria.
Yeah, I went camping, which was a new one for me, and hiking and just all kinds of great stuff.
Wow, that's great. And then now, so you said you're heading back to L.A. tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to spend a little bit of family time before heading to South America next week.
Okay. All right. And are you looking forward to just meeting up with the family and being in L.A.?
I am. I have two little nephews who have been begging me to come for a visit, and it's a bit of a surprise. So hopefully they're not listening, but I don't think they are.
That's pretty good. That's great.
Too, so.
And then you're on the tail end. You go to South America. You looking forward to that?
I am. I have not been as good at brushing up on my Spanish as I should have been, but hopefully when I get there, it'll be all good. And I'm off to Buenos Aires first, so I can't wait.
And I would imagine that after this, year that you've spent, that you've made a lot of great new friends that you'll stay in touch with after this is over?
Absolutely. I'm trying to convince all of them to move to New York with me, but we'll see how many I can take with.
All right. Well, listen, Zoe, it was a real treat talking to you. You're really charming, and and congratulations on all the great things that you've been able to experience in this past 9 months, and I wish you the best for the next three. Check in with us when the year is up, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much, Nick.
Okay, take care. There's Zoe Weiner. She's having an interesting and fun year, living the digital nomad lifestyle. And you can check her out at letsjustzo.com. Letsjustzo.com. We have a link on our Facebook page to her blog, and there's a lot of really great stuff written and a lot of really cool pictures about her adventures and all that cool stuff. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to jump back into terrible fashion trends right after this.